Hello, everybody. Welcome to another You Wanted More episode. Today, we're not talking about Marvel, but in fact, the Book of Boba Fett. Now, this episode will contain spoilers, so if you have not seen all of Book of Boba Fett, please go watch it before you watch the rest of this episode. Anyways, let's get into it. So, the Book of Boba Fett, this is kind of going to be more of a review. It's not really going to be a breakdown of like the last episode or anything. It's generally going to be a 1 out of 10 review and kind of what I wanted to see, because like, I didn't go episode by episode for this, because honestly, this show was terrible. Like, I know a lot of people like the memes and stuff, like, I think that people like the characters that became, like, honestly, this entire season was just an ad for Mandalorian Season 3. Like, I think that most of us can agree that that's basically what it ended up being. The plot was kind of terrible. There were just characters that got revealed at the end that ended up being, like, some big thing. But it's just like, so you're going to reveal these characters in episode 6 and then tell us to care. But then it's like, in the first few episodes, there were so many flashbacks that like I couldn't enjoy the story. Because like we only got like 10 minutes or so of Boba Fett and Fennec just actually like running Tatooine. But it's just like, seriously, like no one cares about these characters. And then they end up dying, half of them. Like, it is so generally stupid. Like, I don't understand. I hated half of the characters. Half of them I generally wanted to, like, punch in the face. They were driving me so crazy. You had, like, the mod gang or something. And then you had, like, how Fennec was brought back to life, which I'm pretty sure that we knew. Like, didn't they literally explain how, like, they were like, oh, we gave her some, like, robotic parts that kept her alive. Like, didn't we literally already know how she was alive? But they decided to explain that to us, so thanks, I guess? Like, really did not care, but okay. Like, I guess if you're gonna have to explain it to us, then I guess you're gonna explain it to us, but okay. Like, half of the entire show just made, generally, no sense. Like, I don't want to be mean, but the show made no sense half the time. I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know, generally, like, who to trust, which I guess is a good thing. But then, like, the end credit scene was just, like, 4 seconds, I think? I don't know. Like, the show is definitely one of those, like, 6 out of 10 shows, okay? And here's what it could have done to at least get, like, an 8 out of 10. One, give me less flashbacks. Like, I would have been good with the flashback of how he escaped the Rancor. Other than that, no. Give me less Mandalorian. Like, I know that sounds like a shock, but this isn't the Mandalorian show, and he kind of stole the whole show. Now, of course, he made the show better, for sure. But, like, you can't call this the Book of Boba Fett and then have Mandalorian get, like, an entire solo episode without Boba Fett. Like, why? Why? So, no, and then, like, you got that entire story in the next episode, too. Basically, Boba Fett, like, there were literally memes about him cameoing in his own show. Like, that's how little he appeared. It is in, like, those 2 episodes. It is sad. And also, Fennec is just the worst. Like, everyone else is getting the crap beat out of them by a giant robot, which, by the way, the force fields are way too OP. But, like, Fennec's just out there doing her own thing while just mass destruction's happening. It's like, I don't understand why they made these choices for these characters. Like, I understand, like, why Boba Fett's like he is, but, like, you're gonna introduce Cad Bane in episode 6 or something? Like, no one knows who he is. Like, unless you've watched the animated stuff, like, no one even knows who he is. But, like, I guess you could say the same for Ahsoka. But, like, you're not gonna explain the dent that happened, that, like, went on to Boba Fett's head. Or helmet, like, I think that they just assume that everyone knows about that scrapped episode of the Clone Wars. But it is just generally terrible. The show was bad, and I really don't want a second season. It just ended up being an ad, basically. And the only reason why I feel like most of us watched it is because we're Star Wars fans. I'm a fan of the Star Wars franchise, and this is definitely not helping its rep of being terrible. Not like the entire franchise, but like the latest little installments of it have been terrible, honestly. Bad Batch was terrible. Boba Fett was terrible. I wouldn't say that the Clone Wars, like the animated Clone Wars series ending was terrible, but like that was, eh. I don't know. I don't know what to say. It's just that bad. So I just wanted to post this short little review on the Book of Boba Fett. If you guys have other opinions, you can go to my YouTube, Game League, search it up on YouTube, subscribe. You can post your opinions there, or I do believe that there are like comments or a poll or something. I'll put up a poll on Spotify for you Spotify listeners, and you can answer on the website or probably on your phone, I think. And yeah, we'll see you guys next week with another official Game League Season 3 episode. And we'll see you guys next time. Goodbye.